The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Nida daf yud zayin amud beis. Mishnah says, Moshul chachamim be'isha, ha-cheder v'ha-proizer v'ha-aliyah. There are three locations in the isha of where dam can come from. Dam ha-cheder, tamei, the cheder is has a lot of different names. It's called the makor, it's called the rechem. In English, it's called the uterus. So dam that comes from the cheder is tamei, that's dam nida. Dam ha-aliyah, tahar. Aliyah literally means an attic, just like cheder means a room. So it's not clear exactly what it means in this context. Perhaps it's the ovaries. Not so clear. Nimtzah b'proizdar, if it's found in the proizdar, proizdar means like a vestibule, a hallway, which is some area, which is neither of those two places. Sveikoi tamil fishach eskosem in hamakar. We assume that the dam came from the makar because that's where most of the dam comes from. Dam aliyah is not so, dam from the aliyah is not so common. The Mishnah says that dam acheder tamei, the dam that comes from the rechem is tamei, that is dam nida. However, it's important to realize that just because dam came from the cheder does not automatically mean that it's going to be dam nida. In other words, it is possible to have dam that is actually from the cheder, from the rechem, and yet it is not dam nida. The Gemara says later in the Samach Vavam at Aleph, the Gemara is in the middle of the sugya of Raya Dam Achmas Tashmish. And Al-Kapanim, the Gemara mentions that if the Isha has a Mako, then she's Tahira. The Gemara says, V'im Yeshla Mako Ba'isim Makom Tayla Makosu. You can be Tayla, if she has a Mako, you can be Tayla that the Dam came from the Mako, and she's Tahira. Okay, you may say Oisei Makom means Mibachotz, in the praise door. However, it's Mefurash over there a little bit later in the Braisa. Braisa says, V'nei Menes Isha Loimar, and Isha is believed to say, Maka yeshli b'makar, shamimen adam yaitse. And Isha could say, I have a maka in my makar, and the dam is coming from there. So we'll like to show him if she has to say that the dam is coming from there, meaning she knows that, or just that we assume that. But I'll go upon him, but the first half of the phrase over here, that she's nemenis to say, maka yeshli b'makar. The question is, what does it help to say she has a maka in the makar? If it's in the makar, so that's dam nida. So, Tarot is muchach, lehadi in the Gemara, that despite the fact that the dam is coming from the makar, it still is not going to be dam nida if, in fact, it's coming from a maka. That means that there's such a thing as a maka in the makar alone. Hamish in the makar, and still, it's considered a maka, it's not dam nida, and she would be tahira. So, aleinu levarer, so we need to try to explain and define what exactly is the difference between dam nida and dam maka that comes from the makar. If she has a maka, very often women find makas, or badekas will find a maka in the proizdar, mibachutz, somewhere in the exterior parts of the guf, on the cervix, or somewhere else around there, you find a maka, and you see it's bleeding, so okay, so you find a maka, so you can be tayla in the maka. But here we're talking about a maka in the makar. So what exactly is the distinction between dam nida and dam maka in the makar? To explain the question a little more, what's the idea of dam nida? Dam nida is the pshat that there's a lining inside the rechem, and that lining sheds, and there are blood vessels, and they, I don't know if the word is, they burst, they pop, and the dam comes out. That comes out along with the tissue of the lining, the dam comes out. That's the vest, as I understand it. So, why isn't every nidus considered a maka? That's essentially what it is, right? There's some kind of a wound, there's some kind of a maka that the body is shedding some excess dam. Why isn't that in and of itself a maka? Elamai, that's not a kasha, because this maka, the Torah is saying, that's tumas nida, that's the definition of tumas nida. It's even if it is a maka, it doesn't matter, that is tumas nida. It doesn't matter if you call it a maka, it doesn't matter if medically we look at it as a maka or not. By the way, even though we assume, I mean, really correctly, that dam nida is a natural phenomenon, it's a part of the natural cycle of an isha, and if an isha would not have dam nida, we would have a kasha, and that would be a medical problem. But just kedai to remember that when the Eibishter created Chava, it was not like that. There was no dam nida. When was dam nida invented? When was it nischadish? It was nischadish by the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Before the Medrash, Pashas Bereishis, says, it's the Medrash Dash is the pasuk, which says all the different words of the pasuk over there, the manage dashes and all different things. This tzar leida, this tzar ibar, all different the tzars, tzar gidol banim, and one of them is nida, is the not just the tzar but the whole phenomenon of dam nida. So it's not like you look at it and you say, oh, it's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, in the world of achar hachet, it's supposed to be that way, but it wasn't really supposed to be that way. All the discomforts and all the difficulties of nidus that women go through, it wasn't supposed to be that way. It was an einish. It is an einish on the chet of Chava. Adam has his einish and Chava has our einish. Agopanim, so l'chayre, it's somewhat of a makkah. So why is she tmeya? What's dam nida? This makkah, the Torah said, that's dam nida. Maybe that's even part of the einish. Afshiyev, shenit. Agopanim, but that's not a makkah. We don't treat that as a makkah. Okay, so then Bishlam, if you would say that any dam that comes from the makkah is dam nida, then we wouldn't have any kasha. We'd say, good, this makkah, the Torah was mentami. Or you could say the Torah saying it's not a makkah, it's its own category. Either way. But now we're saying, the Braisa says, on the Samach Vav, that if she has a makkah in the Rechem, then that's a makkah. So what exactly is the distinction, back to our question, what is exactly the distinction between dam makkah of the makkah and dam nida of the makkah? So there seems to be a machlekes, achrayim, how to answer this question. The Chassam Sefer in Shuvas in Yerudei Yisem and Kufn on Dalet seems to say, there's a bit of an arichas over there, but Hayyotzi Midvarav seems to be as follows, that if you would have Hayyotimtsa to go into the Rechem and see what's going on, you would see the following, that there are two different sources of them. There's a lot more than two, but two categories of sources of them. He says that there are particular arkim, there are particular blood vessels, which bring dam nida. It's dam, the way he describes it, which comes from the rest of the body. It's part of the circulatory system. And they end up in those blood vessels. When those blood vessels burst, when you have the period, that dam that comes out, that is dam nida. That is not a makkah. So what is dam makkah in the rechem? Zaktach some sefer, that is besar harechem. The rechem is made out of flesh, just like the whole body. And just like anywhere else in the guf, if a person gets a scratch, or a deep enough scratch, a deep enough cut, it's going to bleed. That can happen in the rechem as well. So obviously, you don't scratch yourself in the rechem by bumping into something, because it's an internal organ, it's inside. But there are ways that can happen, not from a scratch. There could be lesions, there could be cysts, different types of medical conditions, which make the basar of the rechem be midamim, that it should bleed. That's a makkah. So again, in short, according to some cipher, the definition of dam nida is that it comes from particular blood vessels, and the definition of dam makkah in the makkah is that it comes from different blood vessels. It comes from not the blood vessels which are bringing dam from the guf, from the rest of the guf, rather just besar harechem atzbay. The besar harechem has blood in it, and if there's some kind of a lesion, some kind of a makkah on it, which makes it bleed, that's dam makkah. That is the shita of the Chassam Sefer. The Chazainish seems to argue on this. The Chazainish is not in the Sefer Chazainish. It's a letter that the Chazainish wrote. It's printed in various places. The first place, I think, is in the Peir Hadar, which is a biography on the Chazainish, in Amud Kuf Lamed Aleph. It has been subsequently reprinted in other places. It's printed in the back of the Sefer Chavs Das, and Al Chaznida, the Maitzi L'Ur, put it there in the back. It's in different places you can find it. And what's going on over there is that there was a question on an Isha who was having some kind of bleeding, and there was a question why the blood was coming. So there was a chalufim mechtavim between the Chazainish and a particular doctor. I don't recall the name right now. It seems it was a doctor that the Chazainish had some shaykhs to. It seems like a shamitari mitzvah, a yirei shemaim, uncle ponim. And the Chazainish was trying to get from the doctor where this dam was coming from, or more precisely, as we'll see in a second, not where it's coming from, but whether it's dam nida or dam makkah. And they go back and forth a few times until the doctor understood exactly what the Chazanish wanted, and he answered his question. The Chazanish says, he does not say what the Chassam Sefer says, that it depends where the dam is coming from. He talks there about the siba of the dimum, the cause, the goyrim of the bleeding. And he says that just like we mentioned before, but slightly different. Just like in any other part of the guf, if you have a makkah, it can bleed. If you do a certain kind of an action, certain, like we said, like a scratch to a certain, to any part of the guf, it will bleed. If that's what's causing the dam to happen, the dam to come out, that's a makkah. If, however, the siba for the dam to come is the normal cycle, is the normal vest of the isha, then it's not dam makkah, that's dam nida. In other words, bekitzer, according to the Chassam Sefer, there are different blood vessels, like we said before. If you would have a way to go into the rechem and see what's going on, you see where it's coming from, that will tell you, if you have enough information, obviously, that would tell you whether it's dam nida or dam makkah. According to the Chazon Ish, it's not about that. It's not about where it's coming from. It's not the kaveya. The kaveya is, why is it coming? If it's coming mikayach seder hanidus of the isha, that's dam nida. If it's coming mikayach that there's some kind of a makkah, some kind of a chayli, but even that that could happen anywhere else in the guf, that's dam makkah. As I zok the Chazon Ish. Now it's a very interesting machlekes, and with what would seem to be nafkaminas ladina between the two of them. However, halacha l'maisa, as far as I know, the minhag of the Balei Hara is that we are not matir, at least as a general rule, we're not matir any kind of dam that came from the rechem by saying that it's a makkah. Even though the Gemara says such a thing, and the Shulchan Aruch says it, halacha l'maisa, the Pesach Gemara, very, very hesitant to give a heter of makkah for dam that came from the makkah. Makkah, not from the makkah, that we matter all the time. That, like we said before, you go to a baidekas, and the baidekas says there's dam, you know, obviously it needs a shikladas, different factors, not something a person could do on his own, but Rabbanim matter that all the time. But to be matter dam that comes from the makkah is extremely difficult. Why? Because according to the Chassam Sefer, you have to know where the dam is coming from. How are you going to know that? So we said theoretically, if you go in there and look, you could tell us. Yeah, so maybe there's equipment, medical equipment that could go in and look. On a practical level, it's extremely difficult to know exactly where the dam is coming from. According to the Chassam Ish, also, if the kaveya is, why is it coming? It's also very difficult to know. And even in Tzolaymah, you could be mevara that. There's still a second problem. Because even if you'll say, yeah, there's some other siva for dam. There's always another question, but maybe there's also dam nida coming along with it. That's not necessarily a problem, but it's also another cheshbon which has to be taken into account, that sometimes there can be dam nida along with the dam makkah. So that's why, as far as I understand, halacha l'maisa, the Rabbanim are very hesitant, and that's putting it mildly, I think, to be matter any kind of a dam that we know is coming from the rechem based on saying that there's a makkah. Maybe in certain instances, shasat chak, maybe there is a makkah to be matter, I don't know. But in my experience, it seems that l'maisa, we are not matter this. But in the lamdas hadavar, we see machlekes, the Chassam Sefer and the Chazon Ish, how to explain, how to define the difference between dam nida and dam makkah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.